realm of Christian culture, we oftentimes talk about seeing God through beauty, the beauty of His creation. We see Him in the breathtaking sunrises and sunsets, in the beauty of the oceans, in the grand mountains. We see the awesome humans God created as our children and grandchildren. We recognize that all of that and much, much more comes from our Heavenly Father. We also talk about in Christian culture how and why we can know Jesus as a brother and friend, as an example set before us, as a teacher that never leads us astray, as a Savior that saves us from our sin in eternal damnation, as a daddy that takes care of our every need. We could go on and on about the things we know about Jesus and how much He loves us. We know Him. We know He watches over us and protects us. But there's another thing that we need to know. Let me tell you right now, you also need to know your enemy. I need to know my enemy. How do we get to know our enemy, the devil? We better know him because he's coming after us every single day. I'm not saying to get to know him the way we desire to know Jesus. No, I'm saying get to know him so you recognize when he's slipping in your life. Get to know him so through the power of the Holy Spirit living in you, you can abandon him. Leave him in his path of destruction. Banish him from your daily life. Oh, he is tricky and he knows our weaknesses. He knows how to slither right into our business. So as followers of Jesus, what do? Our world is in constant conflict, and this is nothing new. It's been this way for a long, long time. How do we as individuals fight this battle with sin and the evil one? First of all, let's talk about the battle, the struggle, and what we can do about it. In 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, Paul says, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. In what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him." If we are a child of God, he has enlisted us as his soldiers to live lives according to his desires for us, to fight against evil. Because we're God's soldiers, we are in constant battle against the enemy. We need to be able to recognize him. In Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, Paul gives us very specific instructions on how to fight off Satan. I know you've heard this many times in your life, but have you dissected each part and put it into practice? Let's do that now. Let's talk about this and let's take a look at this. The very first sentence, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might." Let's stop right there. So many times we just read through this sentence like it's just a forethought. But this sentence can change our lives. Paul says, "Finally," like he has saved the best for last. Like we are finally getting to the part that is the icing on the cake. Be strong in the Lord, because Christians cannot stand on our own against superhuman powers. We must rely on the strength of the Lord's own might. We can get this strength through prayer and God's Word. Let's pick up in verse 11 where it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." The whole armor. If we leave off any part of that armor, it will leave us exposed to Satan. Remember, he waits patiently to get in any way he can. So take care when putting on your armor. Make sure each piece is secure. Tighten your belt because it's the truth. The breastplate of righteousness protects your heart. Keep that breastplate nice and snug to protect your heart from Satan. And your shoes. Make sure you have your shoes of readiness on, ready to share the gospel at any time. If you forget your shoes, Satan will walk you down a path of destruction. He loves it when we forget our shoes. Do not forget your shield of faith. You need that shield because the enemy never stops flinging those flaming darts at you, the darts that can put your whole life in flames. Oh, and never forget the helmet of salvation. Without the helmet, Satan will do his very best to get in your mind and make you doubt your salvation. You must always have the sword of the Spirit, which is God's Word. Satan cannot stand against God's Word. You must always carry God's Word in your heart. Speak it out loud. Satan hates to hear it. Stay in prayer and be aware. Stay alert at all costs, watching for the enemy. He will do whatever he can to stop the gospel from going forward. Dear friends, know your enemy. Don't think for one second that he's not after you. We know that the battle belongs to the Lord, but we are responsible for being the best soldiers we can be. Now, go get suited up and have a great week.